We are going to continue the hour by talking theater. Later on this week, Chapel Hill High School is staging its fall play, a new adaptation of the classic Greek tragedy Oedipus the King, updated, modernized slightly, and set in the Soviet Union. Going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 7 o'clock p.m. all three nights at the Haynes Theater at Chapel Hill High School. Written, directed, and produced by Thomas Drago, who heads up the Chapel Hill High School Theater Department, and he joins us here now in the studio to talk about it. Hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Great to see you, Aaron.
Got to be excited about this play
Super
coming up.
Super excited. It is, yeah, it's crazy, but I'm really excited about it.
So, all right, so let's start with just the idea of taking Oedipus the King, like that story. I'm always fascinated by just the sheer number of plays and musicals that are out there. So when a theater company decides, we're going to do this, they're selecting that out of just thousands of possibilities. So what is it that speaks to you about the Oedipus story?
So Oedipus has been a Plan B show for quite a while now. And I originally had planned to do Shakespeare in Love this year as a fall play, but the rights fell through. They were restricted in the area, and I didn't find out until mid-September. So I said, well, we're doing Oedipus. And the thing about Oedipus that's exciting for me is we've only done this once before at Chapel Hill High School, and it was with Romeo and Juliet. We create an alter ego for our company, and that's called the Poor John Players, and they're a British acting company who isn't always very lucky. So things go wrong. Like, I think maybe the play that goes wrong and the show that goes wrong by the Mischief Theater has been kind of popular in recent years. Well, that's our take. And when we did it with Romeo and Juliet, we set it in the Wild West, and everything that could imagine to go wrong went wrong. And this time we put it in Chernobyl on the evening the nuclear power plant melts down.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay, I was going to ask why set it there, but I was like, of all the biggest disasters you could possibly set this in, that would be about right, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So we wanted to match up an ancient tragedy with a modern tragedy. Mm-hmm. And we're really careful that we're not making fun of the story of Oedipus, and we're certainly not making fun of the accident at Chernobyl. What we're really making fun of is theater.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, people who like theater and love theater and go to a theater and think people take themselves very seriously to do this art, I think that's really what we're making fun of. Theater people. If you're in the know, you'll get all that we're doing and how they keep pushing forward to do this show, the British company does, despite everything going wrong, including a nuclear meltdown.
I'm super looking forward to this. So still, why Oedipus? Because you could have done this with Antigone or Medea or something like that, but you chose Oedipus.
Yes, and that is because its rights are in the public domain, so I didn't have to scramble to pay for any copyright or scripting. You know, we had to order scripts, but we didn't have to worry about paying royalties. And I know I teach Greek theater to my students, so they're all familiar with the concept. And also, the play is taught in our school. So the sophomores learn it, and they are going to be, or they study it, and they're going to be coming to see a matinee performance of it next week, which is awesome.
Awesome. Speaking with Thomas Drago again, Chapel Hill High School Theater, Oedipus the King is going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 p.m., all three nights at the Haynes Theater. Tell us about the cast and crew.
Okay, so I'm going to start with our tech department because the tech for this program is just fabulous.
I mean, any play that goes wrong has got to have amazing tech, right?
Yes. And we have built a replica of the nuclear reactor 4 at Chernobyl, and it's phenomenal. And really, that's all due to the new tech director that we have. He's young. He's right out of college. We love him. It's Mr. Eric Cox. He is our brand new tech director, and he is fully invested in the program and has worked hours upon hours after school on the weekends to make it happen, and he's really got the tech students into it.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's doing such a fabulous job, and he's new, and so what else to give him but his first shot at our school's plays? Let's make a disaster happen.
and that's on the tech side, and then on stage, you've got an amazing cast as well.
Yes, we sure do. There's about 20 kids in the play. It's a mixture of freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors. Some of them have had experience in our program. Some of them are new to it, and they're all doing a fabulous job. And the challenge really for them is, we have to really be these British characters. That supersedes everything, because without that, then it eliminates the causes in most cases of the chaos. So whatever the relationships are that the British characters have created, or whatever character flaws they have, like if they're having a lover strangle, or if they're in a quarrel with somebody, or if they're drunk, then that throws everything off.
Speaking again with Thomas Drago again, Oedipus the King is the play adapted to Cher Noble Thursday through Saturday of this week, 7 p.m. For folks who want tickets, where can they go? What can they do?
So since the pandemic, we have come out only selling tickets online, and it makes life so much easier, or I should say digitally, because you can also use the QR code in the app. But it's HanesTheater.SeatYourself.biz. And that's how, and, you know, they can also check our website to find the link.
So Chapel Hill High School Theater,
on
Google will come right up too,
if they can't remember. $10, it's general admission, but it will be so worth it. It's, if you are at all familiar with 80s pop culture, you're going to love it, because I dig out so many references, because I want the audience to be able to connect to what's happening beyond just the tragedy.
That's like a whole nother layer too. Like, you've got the Soviet Union adaptation, you've got the British company and the play that goes wrong, and throwing in the fact that it's set in the 80s is like a whole nother thing.
Yeah, so our company is joining the ranks of Elton John and Bruce Springsteen and Ozzy Osbourne, crossing over the Iron Curtain and bringing Western culture to the poor Eastern Bloc that doesn't get to experience it.
This is going to be a lot of fun. Got to wrap up, but speaking again with Thomas Drago, Chapel Hill High School Theater, Oedipus the King is the play. Always end theatrical conversations with the same question. Don't spoil your favorite moment. What's your second favorite moment in the show?
Okay. So my, there are so many that I don't want to spoil. So, all right, I'll tell you one. This is one of many favorites. In the play, there is the actor Armand, who is playing Oedipus, and then there is an actor who is playing one of the priests. His name is Nolan. And in his little British world, all he wants to do is be the lead.
Right.
So there is a moment in the play where he seizes the opportunity to take the lead, and it's awesome. He takes it away from Armand, and it's very funny.
HanesTheater.SeatYourself.biz. HanesTheater.SeatYourself.biz is the website. Go there and buy your tickets today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 p.m. all three nights. If people do show up without having bought tickets, is there an opportunity for them to
do that? Sure, they can just click the QR code and order right there. Yep.
All right. But you can get tickets today on the website. Make sure you got them. The show is Oedipus the King this weekend at Chapel Hill High School. Thomas Drago, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.